out there. Strong through the shoulders. Anderson comes with a high breaking pitch, ball one. Man on second base, one man away. We're in the bottom half of the first inning. Box Elder versus Roy at Roy High School. Anderson, fastball, fouled off the fifth, straight back. Have you got it, Norm?
Nope. I've had to move.
Nearly got a guy wandering by here with a water pistol in his hand. I think he's going to hold up a land bank. Steve Smith, 1-1 pitch to him. Breaking pitch, hit in the air. Soft liner going to fall into left field. Kent Smith around third base on the way to the plate. The throw from Mike and Larson. In time, do they got him? No, he stood under the throw. The throw was in plenty of time, and Hollingsworth didn't block the bag. And Kent Smith stood under the tag. So the first run of the ball game, single to Steve Smith. He went on to second base on the throw. RBI to Steve Smith is a 1-0 ball game. As Smith lined it into left field, beautiful base hit.
Larry, if Roy should beat Box Elder here this afternoon and Weber should also lose, we'd have three teams possible, three-way tie for first place.
Robert Gentry, the third baseman, comes to the plate now. Gentry, batting fourth. Right-handed batter, one man out, one run in, a man on second base. Anderson, fastball, swung on a miss, strike one. He challenged him with a high fastball. Vic doesn't look quite as quick as we have seen him earlier this year. He's going to try to get by with his control. And his control has been getting better as the season's been going on. Breaking pitch, hit on the ground to the shortstop. The play to third base as Steve Smith tries to take third, and they've got him. Fielder's choice, shortstop to the third baseman. Good heads-up play by Rick Yagi, and a little bit of non-heads-up play by Steve Smith as he broke off the bag at second base on the ball hit to the shortstop. Rick Yagi wheeled fired to the third baseman they had in cold turkey. And on the first base is Robert Gentry after hitting into the fielder's choice. 6-5, shortstop to the third baseman. Lonnie Hipwell, the catcher, number 5 hitter in the inning, coming to the plate. Fastball fouled off the catcher's chest protector. Only it looks like it missed the chest protector, got him in the shoulder. Strike one, Lonnie Hipwell. Conrad warming up for Box Elder now. Conrad warming up for Box Elder is Vic Anderson working on the mound. Breaking pitch. Up and behind, fouled off the bat. I'll work on it. Strike two as Lonnie Hipwell ducked to get out of the way of that. It went off the end of the bat for a foul ball.
That's always a cheap strike, Larry, to get it leaning away.
I don't know if a pitcher that won't take it, though. Two strike count to Lonnie Hipwell. One run in, man on first base, two men away. Anderson looks at Gentry at first base, comes to the plate. Fastball up high and swung on a miss, strike three. So in that inning, one run on two base hits, no errors, and one man left on base at the end of one inning. It's Roy 1, Box Elder nothing.
The Wizard of Oz, the Arctic Circle in Brigham City, of course, a complete meal, the Ranch Burger, or any of the other tasty morsels. Check with the Circle of Good Eating, the Arctic Circle in Brigham City, across from the Intermountain School. Sugar-free Dr. Pepper, Crush, Hires Root Beer, and all of the fine Beehive beverages from Beehive Bottlers. For your next party, get plenty of Dr. Pepper. This reminder from your Beehive Bottlers. And we've been telling you that you can walk in comfort on your new carpet or floor from Bywater Floor Covering. The latest decorator designs and patterns. For all types of floor covering, shop Bywater Floor Covering today. The price is right, and you'll find beautiful floors.
Norm, as we go into the top half of the second inning, Box Elder down 1-0. The bottom two men of the order, Mike Hollingsworth, the catcher, will lead off, followed by, bottom third of the order. Mike Larson will lead off, followed by Mike Hollingsworth, and then Vic Anderson. Bottom third of the order to come up against Bob Hammer. So Box Elder, after stranding three men in the first inning, allow a run in the bottom half of the first inning to Roy, and they're down 1-0 as we go into the second inning.
This afternoon, Hammer doesn't have to worry about that no-hitter into the last inning.
He's got three of them off of him already.
Got out me.
Bunt single and two looping fly balls have dropped in for singles in front of the outfielders. First pitch to Mike Larson. Fastball backs him out of there. Ball one. That fastball took off on Hammer. Kind of exploded up there. Bob Hammer. The young man has been the ace of the Roy staff all year. To the plate. Fastball, call, strike. Beautiful pitch. Put a little something extra on that one. 1-1 pitch coming up to Mike Larson. Hammer to the plate. Fastball, low and away. Ball two. Two balls, one strike. Bob Hammer. Stocky right-hander. And he is strong. Well-built out there, but a little tight through the shoulders. I guess from playing football. Swung on a miss, strike two. Norm, you know a little bit about Hammer. You must have seen him during football season.
Pretty good football player.
1-2 pitch, or 2-2 pitch coming up to Mike Larson. Two balls, two strikes. On deck, Mike Hollingsworth. The pitch, fastball, foul, straight back. It's going to be out of play behind the Roy bench. Count holds, two balls, two strikes. Defense for Roy, Lonnie Hipwell behind the plate, Bob Hammer on the mound.
Hammer was a fairly good football player for Roy this year. Didn't do too bad a job.
Kent Smith is at first base. Robert Gentry over at third. Second baseman is Kevin Kimber, the shortstop, Chris Reed. Hammer into the windup, comes to the plate, 2-2 pitch, sidearm slider, it looked like, foul, straight back.
Bang, all head down.
We have to see where that one landed. Norm, did they get anybody?
Nah.
Okay.
Nah, too bad.
Count holds, two balls, two strikes, as Mike Larson is hanging tough in there. Bob Hammer working on the mound for Roy. Into the windup, fastball up high, ball three, count goes full now. The outfield for Roy, Pales in left, Steve Smith in center, and the right fielder is Alan Hatch. Robert Hammer working on the mound. Fastball, chased and missed, strike three, dropped by the catcher, Mike Larson trying to leg it to first base. The throw pulls Kent Smith off the bag, and Larson is in. So, pass ball on the catcher allows the man to get to first base. On the strikeout, strikeout and a pass ball. I'm not sure, Norm, if that would go as a pass ball or an error on the catcher. I would imagine it might be going as an error on the catcher. So the ball gets by the catcher. Hammer looks at first base, comes to the plate, breaking pitch away, ball one. So the strikeout puts a man on first base. By way of the ball getting by the catcher. Chased and missed, and the catcher had to go off his glove and to the backstop. Hammer, throw over to first base, just enough to let him know he's over there. I know you're there, Mike.
Just to say, you guy, you shouldn't be over there.
Bob Hammer looks at first, stares at first, comes to the plate. Safe, and that was a better move. But Mike Larson in standing up. Mike Hollingsworth at the plate, a one ball count on him. Mike playing catcher today, working behind the plate. Hammer looks at first base, stares at first base, comes to the plate. Fastball up high, attempted pickoff down to first base by Hipwell, too late. And Hipwell doesn't hesitate to score, to throw that thing. Trying to score by getting the man there, putting notches in his glove as he gets him. 2-0 pitch coming up to Mike Hollingsworth. Hammer comes to the plate. Low slider pulled and popped into the air to the shortstop. The shortstop, Chris Reed, comes in and grabs it out of the air for the first out. And that was a case, Norm, where he tried to pull the slider away and popped it up. First out of the inning. And Bob Hammer saying that should be number two. Vic Anderson coming to the plate now, opposing pitcher. Vic Anderson, the pitcher today for Box Elder. Vic is down one. Coach Harold Anderson hollering at Vic. Hammer into the stretch. Looks at first base. Comes to the plate. Fastball low. Ball one. And Hammer's keeping that ball down mostly today. Keeping the slider down. Hammer into the stretch. Looks at first base as a plane flies overhead. Comes to the plate. Fastball. Call strike. And he took just a little off of that one. Got it in for the strike. One ball, one strike. Took a little something off his fastball and sneaked it in over the inside corner. 1-1 pitch coming up for Vic Anderson. One man away, one man on. Bunt, good, right in front of the plate. Hipwell down. He's going to have trouble picking it up, and Anderson's going to lay it out. So Hipwell had trouble getting that one, and it's going to be an error on Hipwell. As the bunt was beautiful, right out in front of the plate, and it died. It was almost close enough to the mound, to the home plate, to where the catcher could have thrown on into second base if he'd gotten a good handle on it, but didn't.
It got a good roll, though, Larry. After it went off the dirt surrounding the plate, it rolled pretty quick on that grass, and it rolled just beyond Hipwell enough that when he decided to pick up, he was hunting for the handle by then.
Hipwell tried to pick it up and look at second at the same time and missed it the first time, and then tried to pick it up again and look at first and missed it a second time. So on at first base, Vic Anderson. A wave of the air. On at second base, Mike Larson by way of a strikeout and a pass ball. Top of the order now, Rick Yackey coming to the plate. Rick, single, dumped in a single in right field his first time up. Breaking pitch, line down the left field line and pulled foul. Out in front of it, and that one was deep. Over into the corner of the field.
The left fielder.
And Rick got out in front of that one. Tim Pales taking a little sentimental journey over to that corner to pick up that ball. There was some line down at left field line. Rick Yagi with one strike on him and a long strike as he was out in front on the breaking pitch.
Well, such a beautiful afternoon. They've got a pretty good crowd on each side of the field here.
Good day for baseball, especially in May in Utah. Hammer to the plate. Breaking pitch. Call strike two. Attempted pickoff at first base. Vic Anderson back easily. So the quick slider up high by Hammer gets him across the letters for call strike two. Two strike count on Rick Yagi. Rick with one single so far today. He's one for one. Led off the ball game by dumping a single into right center field, right in front of the right fielder. Next pitch, breaking pitch away, ball one. 1-2 count, attempted pickoff at second base, and Mike Larson in standing up. And Hipwell trying to get warmed up with that arm there. He's throwing all over the ballpark. On a second base, Mike Larson. On a first base, Vic Anderson at the plate. Rick Yagi, 1-2 pitch, foul, straight back. You got it, Norm?
Got it.
Okay, it's going to come down and get our equipment.
My antenna.
Just missed our antenna.
I was going to protect you.
Norm, were you going to get it?
I was protecting you.
Yeah.
And the antenna I wasn't too concerned about, but the unit over there,
Rick Yagi taking pot shots at our equipment over here. Count holds, one ball, two strikes. There's Rick Yagi hanging tough on deck. Randy Yagi, one man away, two men on. We're in the top half of the second inning, 1-0 Roy over Box Elder. Hammer looks to second base, comes to the plate, calls strike three. And Rick Yagi asked for timeout, and the umpire didn't grant it for him. He backed out of there and has called strike three. Harold Anderson's pleading for the balk now. And Coach Boyson is over there talking to him. Rick Yagi attempted to back out of the batter's box. Rick Yagi.
They're arguing whether he was just taking in the stretch or whether he was actually delivering the ball. The umpire, in his judgment, was delivering the ball.
Norm, on that case, it's nobody can call timeout except the umpires, and that's one thing. The batter, when he gets out of the batter's box, he has to ask the umpire, and Rick asked the umpire, and it was just at a judgment position where the umpire said no. So, as much as the hollering goes, you have to go with the umpire. He was right in that position.
You can't do anything else.
Randy Yagi singled his first time up, dumped it into left center field, two men away now. This Hammer working, trying to get out of another sticky situation. Comes to the plate, Breaking pitch fouled off the umpire's chest protector, strike one. Norm, in all honesty, the umpire was right in that position because it was a judgment call of whether he wanted to call timeout or not. He is not going to call timeout if the pitcher's into his windup. Batter backed out of there at a crucial time. And the batter has to ask for timeout. Rick had backed out of the batter's box and had turned around ready to ask for timeout when the umpire calls strike three on him. It was a good call, no matter how much they holler. Hammer to the plate, fastball away, ball one. One ball, one strike on him, on Randy Yagi. 1-1 pitch coming up. Base hit should score Mike Larson. Larson on second base. Breaking pitch, loop to right field. That one may drop. The second baseman going out, and he has it. Beautiful lunge by the second baseman at the last moment, and Kevin Kimber comes up with that ball. Third out to retire the side. If that one drops, Mike Larson scores off of second base. And so in that inning, no runs, no base hits, two errors, and two men left on base. And at the end of 1 1/2 innings of play, it's Roy 1, Box Elder nothing.
Delicious Chinese food at Earl's Cafe, 7 South and Main in Brigham City. They also provide excellent catering service, breakfast, lunch, or dinner. Stop at Earl's Cafe today. Gee, beautiful day to go out. A1 used cars. Take a look at the used cars and trucks while you're driving around. Anderson's Ford Incorporated for your new Ford or Mercury. All the great ones by Ford at Anderson's Ford Incorporated. Your best bet is Anderson's Ford. See them today. And if you're doing some spring painting, right now is the ideal time. That's because the finest paints available, Bennett's Paints, are on sale at Darrell's Glass and Paint in Brigham City. Colorize your home with Bennett's Paint on sale at Darrell's Glass and Paint.
Going to the bottom half of the second inning, as Roy High School sends to the plate their number 6, 7, and 8 hitters, Bob Hammer, the pitcher, will lead off. He'll be followed by second baseman Kevin Kimber, who made the beautiful play to end the top half of the second inning. Chris Reed will follow him, the shortstop, and if we get that far, the number 4 hitter in the inning will be left fielder Tim Pales. Vic Anderson working on the mound for Box Elder. Vic has given up 1 run so far. And Bob Hammer, who pitched a one-hitter against Bear River his last time out, has been in trouble both innings. First time because of 3 singles, the second time because of errors. And he's worked his way out of the innings. So Bob Hammer, who may not be pitching the best ball game in the world, is still pitching an effective ball game. On the mound, Vic Anderson for Box Elder. At the plate, Bob Hammer, the pitcher for Roy. Anderson into the stretch, fastball up high. Ball one. 1 ball count now to Bob Hammer. Hammer's a big, strong ball player. Comes to the plate, fastball low, so he misses high, misses low. 2-0 count now. On the pitcher, Bob Hammer. Vic Anderson, a junior right-hander for Box Elder. 6 feet, 4 inches of him. Right-handed hitting Bob Hammer, the opposing pitcher at the plate. Anderson, fastball, just misses inside. 3 balls, no strikes. And Vic Anderson wanted that one. 3-0 count coming up to Bob Hammer. We're in the bottom half of the second inning, 1-0, Roy. Hammer squares around as if to bunt. Fastball, call strike. 3-1 pitch coming up. 3-1 count now on Bob Hammer as the Jets fly overhead once again. Roy versus Box Elder, it's 1-0 Roy. We're in the bottom half of the second inning. Vic Anderson, fastball hit off the fist towards the second baseman. Rick Yagi up, fires to first base, first out. Broken bat as Bob Hammer's going to take that one back and make toothpicks out of it. Coming up second is Kevin Kimber, the second baseman. One man away, bottom half of the second inning, Kimber at the plate. Kevin Kimber, the man who made the diving play to end the top half of the second inning. Vic Anderson working on the mound. Kevin Kimber, the second baseman at the plate for Roy. Anderson, breaking pitch, just misses on that outside corner. And Vic Anderson does a double take on that one. The umpire calls it a ball. One ball, no strike count now on Kevin Kimber. Kimber around a bunt, swings away, chops it towards the third baseman, foul. Monty Munz picks it up in foul territory. One strike, one ball count now. 1-1 pitch coming up to Kevin Kimber. Kimber, slight of build, swings that bat from the right side of the plate. On deck, Chris Reed, the shortstop. Anderson into the stretch, comes to the plate, bounces it over the catcher's head, ball two. Worked that one down into the dirt. 2-1 pitch coming up to Kevin Kimber. Vic Anderson working on the mound today for Box Elder. This wind seems to have a good time blowing the bats out of the bat rack for Box Elder. Vic Anderson comes to the plate. Fastball up high. 3-1 pitch. We've been watching the bat rack over here to our right, and the bats have been falling out of there like flies. Just put them back in, and they fall out again because of the wind. Fastball swung on a miss. Strike two. Full count now to second baseman Kevin Kimber. And Vic Anderson blew that one by. Kimber around faking the bunt, then tried to swing away. Kimber choking up on the bat now. Fastball, call strike three. 2 men away. Bottom half of the second inning. And to the plate comes Chris Reed, the shortstop for Roy High School. On deck, Tim Pales.
Excuse me, Kimber's one who bats pretty close to the plate. He crowds the plate a little bit. He leans over it on that particular pitch, thought it was inside, and it was right on the corner.
Dances around in that batter's box, too. The first pitch, looping breaking pitch, it went nowhere except outside the strike zone to Chris Reed, ball one. Chris Reed. Fastball, call strike on that inside corner. 1-1 pitch. And Vic Anderson, after a shaky first inning, double and then followed by a single to score the run. Moving along very well in the bottom half of the second. Swung on and fouled straight back into the catcher's mitt. Strike two.
Jumping off of that one.
1-2 pitch coming up to Chris Reed. On deck, Tim Pales, the left fielder. Number 8 hitter in the order, Chris Reed, holds that bat straight up. Fastball misses, ball two. 2 balls, 2-strike count to Chris Reed. You're listening to KBUH and KBUH Stereo FM in Brigham City, Utah. Box Elder Roy baseball fouled off to the right as he was behind the fastball. Chris Reed, count holds, 2 balls, 2 strikes.
Down on the track.
It was fouled over into the track crowd, as you say, Norm.
No screams of agony from that way, so he apparently missed everyone.
2-2 pitch coming to Chris Reed. Anderson, breaking pitch, fouled just off the end of the bat, and he got maybe an ounce of wood on that one. Just enough to hang tough. 2-2 pitch, still to Chris Reed. Chris Reed, the shortstop, still down on the end of that bat with 2 strikes on him. 2-2 pitch, 2 away, the bottom half of the second inning. Fastball, swung on a miss, strike three. And Vic Anderson blew that one by him. So in that inning, 3 up, 3 down. The end of 2 complete innings of play. It's Roy High School 1, Box Elder nothing. Union 76 is the sign for Moyes Union 76, 5th North and Main in Brigham City. Great for your car and easy on your pocketbook. That's Moyes Union 76, gasoline and other fine products. Farmers and ranchers from all over the area rely on Horsley Seed and Feed. Get ready for spring planting. Order your seed now from Horsley Seed and Feed, north of Brigham City. Brigham Realty for professional real estate service. List your home with Brigham Realty and ask about their guaranteed sales plan, 83 South Main. That's Brigham Realty. Norm?
Well, Larry, if you'd like to take a breather, we'll talk about the ball game for just a couple of moments. As we enter the top of the third inning, the Box Elder Bees still looking for that tying run coming into the third inning. They will have the meat of the order up for the Box Elder Bees. Bob Peterson will lead off the inning. He'll be followed by Scott Kies, the cleanup hitter, and then Monty Munz. And if we get down the order, Larry Bywater and Mike Larson following them. Bobby Peterson, base hit, a bunt attempt his first time up. He pushed a bunt toward third base. He squared around a bunt. They looked for the bunt. The shortstop actually broke in toward it with the third baseman going to cover third base. Bobby pushed the ball on out toward third base, and by the time the third baseman recovered, all hands were safe. So he bunted into a bases loaded single, and then Hammer proceeded to get out of the difficulty in that first inning. So Boxelder will be looking for that first run of the ball game. They've been shut out so far with the three hits in the first inning. They had a couple of men on in the second inning, but both by way of error, and neither were able to score. Hammer in the ball game has struck out four, and he's yet to walk a man. Struck out the inning in the first inning, struck out one in the second. Fires the overhand fastball, and it's hit to shortstop on three hops. The throw to first in time for the out. So they get Peterson on the first pitch of the inning. Grounds out to short, one gone. Brings up Scott Kye. Struck out swinging on his first attempt at bat this afternoon. Kye's, I think, his first time around was a little anxious with the bases packed and nobody out. He got a little anxious, went after a pitch that broke out and away from him, and they fooled him with a good pitch. He was behind on the count at 1-2 at the time. So he's 0 for 1 this afternoon. Hammer working on a shutout, but early in the ball game. He delivers the first pitch to Kye's, hit hard down the third baseline, bounces foul outside of the bag, strike one on a foul down the line. Scott Kye's, big right-handed batter. I heard one of the local kids here comment that he looks a little bit like Boog Powell, or Boog Powell rather, and I would say miniature. Popped up on the infield. This could be tough to handle. The wind will drift it. The shortstop calls for it to the third base side of the mound and has it for the out. The wind did not affect it as much as I thought it might, Larry. I like your artistic work you got out of that one. Two gone. Nobody on. Monty Munns is the batter. Munns struck out swinging. He's 0 for 1 this afternoon. Boxelder came out house of fire, it appeared, as the Yagi twins managed to loop some singles out for base hits, followed by a Bobby Peterson bunt attempt for a base hit. Since that time, they've been able to touch Hammer, and Hammer is yet to walk a man. Bywater is on deck. Monty Munns is ready as there's a little delay in the action. Hammer goes to work. The windup delivery is on the knees on the outside corner. A strike called. Strike one to Monty Munns. Fast field this afternoon, a sunny day, a little bit of breeze blowing. Fastball, that time right down the middle for a strike called. Munns turns around and looks at the ump, not to disagree with him, but to say, why didn't I hit it, I think, more than anything, Larry. That was a good pitch. 0-2 quickly on Monty Munns. The third pitch, he starts around, they call him a strike swinging, and Munns is out to retire the side, so Hammer gets out of the inning in a hurry. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left. The score at the end of 2 1/2 innings of play is Roy 1, Boxelder nothing.
With extended banking hours, more service from First Security Bank in Brigham City. Don't use cash. Use your Bank AmeriCard and pay only once a month. Complete banking service at First Security Bank in Brigham City. International Harvester tractors and farm equipment, the best line for farm and ranch, and you can rely on Brigham Implement for the best buy. New or used farm equipment, it's Brigham Implement west of Brigham City. Anytime is the right time for beautiful flowers for that special someone or special occasion. How about Mother's Day? Send beautiful flowers from Brigham Floral in Brigham City. Brigham Floral with beautiful arrangements for your special needs. Call Brigham Floral today.
Hammer with the strikeout to retire Munns got his fifth strikeout in the ball game. So after getting off to a shaky start, he settled down to be tough against the Boxelder Bees. Vic Anderson also is pitching a fairly decent ball game. He's given up a run on two hits, and he struck out three. Also issued no walks. We're down at the bottom of the order for the Roy Royals. Tim Pales will lead it off, and then the top of the order, Alan Hatch and Ken Smith. Tim Pales, the left fielder. Actually, Larry, Box Elders had a lot more opportunity for their men to bat than Roy, but they've been able to push that run across. Roy got the big score in the first inning with a double to the wrong field, I guess you would have to say, as Kent Smith, a left-handed batter, hit it right down the third baseline for a double and scored on a line shot single by Steve Smith on a close play at the plate. A swing and a miss on a letter-high fastball. The first pitch to Pales, strike one. Vic Anderson going to work for the Box Elder Bees. The Bees have been on to score in the third, fourth, and fifth innings, Larry. A little ball bounces out in front of the plate. Anderson will handle, throw to first, not in time. So Pales dribbles a single to the third base side of the mound for a base hit. That's the kind the guys always razz you about. Nice line shot. The ball dribbled off the end of the bat, dribbled out toward the mound. Just far enough away from the catcher that the pitcher had to handle the ball and could not make the play in time. Man on, nobody out. Top of the order up. Alan Hatch grounded to short his first time up. He's 0-1. Let's see if they will try to advance the runner. Pitch is a strike called. 0-1 on Hatch. Smith on deck. Smith in the hole. Not the same kid either.